Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour 5, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It's been a great day for the Rangers already, even though it is their day off. Wolchuk has the proper round tripper and more. Wooly Bully.
All right, tomorrow it's going to be a big one. We're going to be previewing it all show long leading into pregame at 5:30 as it is the return. Jacob DeGrom. DeGromination at Citi Field, where he spent Cy Young seasons pitching for the Mets. Mets and Rangers. Nearly identical records. Mets at 76-70, second place in the NL East. I believe they're 10 games back now from the Phillies. And we'll get to the Phillies and Philly Karen. That's right. You know who you are, Philly Karen, in just a minute. 77-70 are your Texas Rangers. But, hey, they moved up today, boys. They moved up today in the standings, thanks to the Astros taking a big fat L. And we'll take it.
Dawson brought that thing home right from the jump.
Damn right you did, G. Two games back.
It.
And you're doing what you need to do, and that's still not believing in the Rangers, right?
That's right. Yes.
Not believing.
You're on it.
They are frauds.
I will publicly, if I publicly praise and believe in the Rangers, it will jinx them.
Yep.
So I think what's safe, though, is me actively and very publicly scoreboard watching and rooting against the rivals.
Amen.
So and I found my lane here.
I love what you're doing. Half game. Seattle is back of Houston. Rangers two games back. But the Rangers certainly in the thick of it, not only for the wild card, but the division as well. Right now, they're a game and a half back in the wild card. Yankees, Red Sox, Mariners. But excited for tomorrow, I'm sure. Full of emotion. A lot of buildup for Jacob DeGrom and that matchup with the Mets. And this is a Mets team. You never really know what you're going to get. From the Mets. I mean, sometimes it looks like earlier in the season, could they end up being the best team in the National League? Then they went on a really bad stretch. Certainly, they still have a lot of really good big-name players that you're going to have to watch out for. But the way this Rangers team's playing, man, this is it just feels like house money. It feels like something special is a-brewing right now with what these young guys are doing out there. And, I mean, what Michael Hellman did in this series against Milwaukee, the grand slam. You had two tremendous plays, a home run robbery there playing center field. He's hitting another home run. I mean, Jake Berger's found it. He's found the bat and found the rhythm. It seems like every time you look up, Cody Freeman or Alejandro Osuna are doing something. And you might get Sam Haggerty, who had some really good moments leading off, back and healthy here soon, too. Plus Tyler Mahle. All of a sudden, look out now. I mean, I think Corey Seager is a guy, you're automatically, he's inserted back in the lineup. But if you're able... And we're a long ways away. Let's take this thing one step at a time. We might have a conversation, and I hope we do, because it means the Rangers are postseason bound. But like, what do you do with Marcus Semien? And I think they're going to go ahead and just put him back in, but I don't know. Like, with the way Cody Freeman's playing, Cody Freeman's a player that I'm not taking out of the lineup right now. He's got to be at least DHing for me. He's giving me that type of magical spark and energy that this team badly needed.
We talked about this on social last night with some Rangers fans. I'm trying to reconnect with them, let them know, hey, I'm on your side. Maybe I just don't believe in Jack Leiter as much. But I said this, Corey Seager comes back, he's full-time. Adolis Garcia comes back, he's half-time. Marcus Semien, I'm waiting, right? Now, that's what I would do. I'm waiting for good, favorable matchups against pitchers you have tatered.
I think that's
because things have shifted, you know, and, you know, Marcus Semien has just had massive slumps over the last four seasons. And at this age, for a second baseman on his profile, it's entirely normal to no longer be an elite hitter. I fear that the organization is going to defer to his legacy and his status in the clubhouse and just plug him in there. And it could be a turning point the opposite way. I joked addition by subtraction when he went down. I think it might be the case.
No, and there's something to that. Like, this team needed, they were stale in that clubhouse. They were. I mean, you don't have a lot of guys that are going to be overly emotional and show that, and they needed some of this with the energy and enthusiasm that you're getting from Freeman, that Alejandro Osuna. I mean, the second we got to interview the guy, I mean, he is just, he's the walking embodiment of like, wow, pinch me. I'm here. I'm a major leaguer right now. Mm-hmm. Like, he is enjoying every single day. Like, is this real life? And you need that sometimes. You need, and these guys are hungry. They're trying to prove that they can make it at the major league level. Sometimes, and I'm not saying that this happened with this Rangers baseball team, But when you reach the mountain and you win a World Series, it's like, I've been there, I've done that. And I still believe that these guys are hungry. But there's something to be said about these young guys that have everything to prove that they belong. And they're trying to earn their spot right now. And I'm not trying to mess with this good juju that's going on. They got a tough call to make coming up here soon.
It's all chemistry and mojo or juju. You know, however you want to put it, I think this thing has its own momentum to it. It's got its own life. And you can't help but wonder if two quiet team leaders are going to dourly bring it down through no fault of their own. They're just being 100%. Themselves.
Absolutely. I'm with you, man. It's going to be and like Seager, he was still crushing it before he got hurt. Seager's not going anywhere. But to me, I'm playing Seager at short. I'm starting Josh Smith probably at second base. Is Smitty, you want to play Smitty at first if you want to do that in the outfield matchup wise? Or Cody Freeman's going to be starting for me at second, or I'm DHing Cody Freeman. But that's a guy that's earned it to me, and I think Osuna's earning, and Hellman. These are other guys in the outfield. Michael Hellman, for sure, with the way he's playing right now.
Yeah.
This is going to be fascinating. It's a great problem to have.
It is.
Because we're talking about extending the season now. But goodness gracious, I get it. Second place MVP, Marcus Semien. But let's go back and look at that 2023 postseason run. Marcus Semien didn't have the greatest postseason that year in 2023. He was awesome in the regular season. The postseason wasn't awesome. It's one that I don't get paid to make those decisions. But I do think you got to wonder, with how these guys are playing right now, do you want to mess with that?
I think you got to treat at least second base like it is now, where we have a rotating cast and be on your toes, don't know what to expect when you show up. And who knows? Maybe the time off is exactly what Marcus Semien needed. I guess when he's first healthy, a couple of games. But if it's collar, we're done here.
13th right now is where the Rangers are in the power rankings. They're at number 13. They previously were there, and right ahead of them are their rivals in the division and the team they're playing next. That is the Mariners at 12, the Mets, who they're taking on over the weekend in New York at 11, and then the Astros at number 10 in the ESPN power rankings. They're right in their sights, man. I mean, they're nipping on the heels right now, are your Texas Rangers. Now, have you guys ever done this? And I will say, when I heard Josh Smith on Foul Territory say this, I said, you know what? Probably guilty. Here's Smitty. If you do this, he's not a fan of it.
I mean, people on dating profiles round up like 2.5 inches. You can at least round up a half an inch to 5.
I think that's the worst type of human being, actually, is someone who rounds up their height. I want you to tell me exactly what you are. Like, don't lie about your height. If you lie about your height, you have a little bit of insecurity to you that makes me not trust you as much as another person who tells me exactly how tall they are.
Wait, but if you're five, so what's the line? You have to do halvesies?
I mean, dude, 5'8.5" is a lot different than 5'9", in my opinion.
So don't round up your height. Now, I probably do that. I think I'm like 5'11.5". I round up and I just say 6 foot. I guess to Josh Smith, like, I'm a terrible human being. Now, Josh Smith is a short king. He is.
He's owning it.
And this is probably why this irks him a little bit. Like, I wonder if we were to ask Jared about this. Jared, people that round up their height. But I would also think that the shorter people are the guilty culprits of this. Wouldn't they be rounding up their height? Like, I'm not 5'7.5". I'm 5'8".
But
how dare you?
You don't feel guilty. You're not 6 foot.
I think I am 6 foot.
You think you are?
Yeah. The last time I got measured, I was right there.
What do you mean by right there?
Like 6 foot.
Yeah. Like right there at 5'11 and a half.
Like 5'11 and a half.
I don't think it was 5'11.5. I think it was 6 foot.
Okay. So then you're not a round up guy.
Then why?
Josh Smith's not calling you out.
You said you surrounded
up. But I haven't been like measured in. I could have shrunk.
Oh, no. We all shrink.
You know? Yeah, so like today, if I were to go get measured, would I actually be 6 foot? I don't know. I can't confirm that to you.
Yeah.
But I did go to the doctor, and I was 6 foot at one point, and I'm just going to rock with that. But I could very well be guilty to this in rounding up. Maybe I am 5'11.5 now.
I saw there was a quarterback at Georgia named Eric Zier, and I saw Eric Zier one time. They were measuring him, and he was under 6 foot, and they had that metal T-square they were putting in his head.
Oh, no.
And he was pushing up in his feet so hard that blood was trickling down his face. That metal T square he was
probably
trying
badass. Did it come down?
It was. It was like down this board, and I'm like, my God, the kid's bleeding to try and be 6 foot tall.
I think in the world of pro football, being being 6'2" or above really matters. But yes, being under 6 foot is devastating. And in the world of dating, I think most women assume you're adding an inch and a half or two. So if you say I'm 5'11 and a half, they're actually going to think you're 5'9, 5'10. You know, so, you know, to answer your question, I did round up until I met the love of my life. And, you know, we've been living in domestic bliss for the last 15 years. So now I just call it what I am. I'm 5'11 and a half, just like you. I might actually only be 5'11 by now. Coming up on 50 years old, I'm shrinking.
I feel like my dad's shrinking. Everyone around me is getting tiny.
Yeah.
I think I'm, hell no, I might be 5'10 now.
Yeah, you start to get the little hunch thing going. It's happened to my grandparents in a large way.
I got the hunchback.
But it looks a little bit, I don't know, like insecure. I would say that's old.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ultimately, the deciding point, because the super tall people, they'll shame you for rounding up because they're not rounding up at all. They're like, oh yeah, I'm 6'3. I'm 6'2. Right. And
then you have it the other way with like a guy like Kevin Durant who doesn't want to be 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm 6'11. Yeah. I'm not 7 feet tall.
I'm not 7 footer. You can even have 6'10.
What do you think? I'm some kind of freak.
Yeah. And then you see him in like the Team USA pictures and he's standing next to like Joel Embiid. And he's like, nah, bro, you're 7 feet tall.
Can we round down? You could round down if you want to. I'm 5'10". I'm 5'11". I'm not 5'11 and a half. I'm 5'11". Whatever makes you feel. But Josh Smith, very passionate about that. Okay, the Phillies. Karen. And you guys probably
have a name for her, don't we? Do we have a name?
The Phillies
now?
Karen. Okay, they do know. So there was some misinformation reported about Phillies Karen.
Wow, shocking.
And Eric might have been the culprit of this.
I spearheaded it.
You probably did.
That she was a teacher and she got fired?
Yeah, and I don't think that was the right woman.
They have found
the right woman. Dad is now saying, like, I just want her out of my life. Like, please do not be going after her. She's getting enough grief as it is. But here was the Phillies dad explaining the situation of when Philly Karen took the kid's home run ball, courtesy of NBC 10 in Philly.
That was what we were there for. We were there to get a home run ball. So I thought I had accomplished this great thing, and putting in his glove meant a lot. And she was just so adamant and loud and yelling and persistent, and I just didn't want to deal with it anymore. You know, there was hundreds of people, you know, just staring. And like I said, she was very, very, very close. And I'm dad of the family, so I didn't want to do something I'd regret. And that was the choice I made, is to just hand the ball back and tell her, go away.
Chew, get out of here. But she was. I mean, if you've seen the video of this poor father and son, this lady, they've got the ball fair and square. He gives it to his son, and Philly Karen comes over here just yelling at them. And I guess in the moment, to just calm the situation, he says, fine, we're going to give you. Now it worked out. We give you the ball back. Now we're going to get a signed meet and greet with Harrison Bader. Everything's cool. Everything's kosher. Well, Blowout Cards, an online baseball card retailer, is offering this lady $5,000 for the ball, but only if she signs the ball with an apology. And I don't think she's doing this either. The Savannah Bananas are having fun with this bit. Philly Karen out here, that's who you don't want at a baseball game. She should be banned. Major League Baseball should put her on a poster and say, ma'am, get the hell out of our sport.
Just lay the hammer down in a big way.
Absolutely. We don't want you, Philly Karen. And I hope there's not Mets Karen over the weekend for these poor Rangers fans.
You still want that energy in your ballpark.
No,
I get that.
We don't need this. Like, what? You just robbed a ball from a poor young kid that did nothing wrong. Why did you think you were entitled to said ball?
Because the ball fell below her feet.
Oh, and she didn't get it.
Yeah,
she was too
saying,
slow.
Like, dad ran over a couple of sections and got it.
That's my ball. It's not your ball.
Yeah.
Did you touch the ball?
Is that what it is? You touch the ball's yours? Because I don't think so. I think that thing can start getting a little bouncy on.
There's a lot of ricochets
that goes on.
I kind of feel
at
like...
At that point, it's every man for himself, okay? No one's just going to just say the ball is yours.
I don't feel like I'm running over two sections to grab a ball.
Oh, people do that, though.
For your kid? When all he wants is a home run ball, oh, you're doing it for Bennett Braddock.
You're doing it for Bennett. Oh, 100% you would.
Bennett Braddock's getting that ball.
He cares probably get it himself.
Now he cares about the beer and the dollar hot dogs.
Yeah,
and guess what?
He care about the foul.
Let's channel our 8-year-old Bennett.
My dad had a chance to catch a foul ball from Hank Aaron, and he wasn't paying attention. I was down there behind the visitor bullpen trying to get a ball, the relievers. Hey, hand me a ball, please. Give me a ball. And dad wasn't even paying attention. The foul ball hit Hank Aaron. A simple catch. He was up there by himself. The ball bounced away. Somebody else got it, you know? I mean, I knocked a guy down to get a foul ball, but
yeah.
I'm not going.
I think that's the real reason your dad didn't go for it. You knew you'd throw him on his ass.
I was, yeah.
Next thing you know, my own son is catapulting over me.
Hank Aaron's, it's a chance to get a ball, and dad just wouldn't. I'm yelling, what are you doing? I don't know.
Too busy chatting with Mickey Mantle?
No, he's looking at the out-of-town scoreboard, you know? He's just not even paying attention
scoreboard
to the game.
Scoreboard watching, probably. Yeah. Hoping the Astros lose to
the
Blue Jays.
old Turnpike Stadium, too.
Dang.
It was old stadium.
I do like this from the 254. I think they should let that Karen in the ballpark for every game. But if she ever gets a ball, she has to give that ball to somebody else. The likelihood of her getting a ball,
she's not getting another ball.
She just doesn't have the athleticism or the real want to. You know, she wants to wait for the plays over and then bitch about what happened. How about you play between the whistles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric, would you'd run over? You're saying for your daughters, you'd run over three sections to get the ball, right?
Yes.
What the dad did was 100%
fair. And how would you do that if you had all three daughters at the game in one ball?
They're sharing the ball. It's all their ball.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
that's not
it's
happening.
Just another opportunity to practice sharing. That's what it is.
Sharing is caring, baby. This is a learning experience for us.
That is not going to work out.
It's probably going to cause some infighting, and I'm going to be pissed off at myself the entire night because I went out of my way to do something nice, and now it's causing strife. It's happened with these two little puppies at home. Two little puppies at home, and obviously, there's an odd man out every time.
Oh.
Everybody wants to hold the dog. Everybody wants to pet the dog.
No. Got to get a third puppy.
And then it's like, I think we go back to zero. No. I think that's the move. if we're adjusting the numbers, we're going to reduce this thing.
I'll take the two.
I'll round down on the dogs. How about that?
With three daughters at
you
the game.
You love those dogs.
So with three daughters at the game, you're thinking, I'm not even going to run over and get a ball. You're thinking that right now because the problems are more than going to getting the ball, right?
I still think being the hero, you know, they're going to remember all these thousands of people. My dad was the one who got the ball.
What if you just give it to mom?
There's something to that.
There you go. Give it to mom.
Yeah, you give the ball to mom.
Yeah. Problem's yours now, mom. You deal with it.
This is dad's ball. I'm pretty awesome, aren't I?
Yeah.
Look at me. I don't know. I was just kind of thinking that maybe you would say it's not worth it. It's not worth the headache. I know.
Listen, a home run ball? I think a home run ball is different than a foul ball.
With your bad back, you would not be moving to get the ball.
I think you'd be surprised. I've been taking the BPC 157.
I saw that on social. Is it working?
Back's starting to feel a little bit better, boys.
That is a mouthful.
What the hell?
Injections? BPC 157 is a peptide that is it's been all the craze for probably the last year plus.
What, weight loss?
Just like
no, it's not a weight loss thing. It's like a healing agent. It's like your body already produces it, but this obviously just gives you more. And so you can do the injections, which I think are probably the best way to go. You're gonna feel the difference in a much quicker, bigger, more pronounced way. I'm doing the capsules because it's plenty cheaper, and I saw a deal and I was like, you know what, let's just go for it. So I've been taking it for probably 4 or 5 weeks now, and when it comes to my back, I would say at least a 25% reduction.
What's the side effects?
I haven't noticed any side effects.
Oh, his ball shrunk.
You know, I mean, you have a little bit of a shrinkage situation. I thought that was just, you know, nature taking its course.
Of course.
Every once in a while, my face will go numb, but nothing crazy.
Nature always wins.
Talking also.
There we go.
Start sounding like Meryl Reese.
Round tripper. Oh, I'm sorry. That was uncalled for. Can we dump that, Jay?
Nope. No.
All right. We got to run. When we return, Eric, what's in store?
Sports hodgepodge. Interesting numbers on Arch Manning. Let's take a look. Next year in the nation. But Tolos in Fort Worth, it's time to get ready. The all-new Alliance Hyundai, it's here, baby. Right off I-35, Golden Triangle, right around the corner from where I stay. I'll tell you what, if you're there, I'll pop in. I'll say what's up because I love Alliance Hyundai and what they're about. Ryan Watson, the owner, he's just fantastic. He's doing things the right way. His passion for customers is absolutely top-notch, and same with the service that he provides. Your car buying experience will be a one-of-one when you go to Alliance Hyundai in Fort Worth. I was in the car business for a couple of years. Trust me, no one's doing it better. Right now, it's the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event at Alliance Hyundai. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. We're talking 10 years, 100,000-mile, limited powertrain warranty, plus owner assurance. Now, you can ask Ryan's team about the federal EV tax credit. That's up to $7,500 on select models, but hurry because it ends September 30th. They also have a great selection of the all-new, absolutely stunning 2026 Hyundai Palisade. Their state-of-the-art facility has Hyundai-certified techs using advanced tools for everything from oil changes to major repairs. And if you need same-day service, they got you covered with the quick turnaround. Relax in their comfy waiting area, free Wi-Fi, snacks, drinks, the whole nine. Visit AllianceHyundai.net. That's AllianceHyundai.net. And remember, at Alliance Hyundai, it's their mission to be your ally in the automotive business.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.